From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Dozens of Afghan soldiers were killed in a Taliban attack on a dining hall and mosque at a military base in northern Afghanistan Friday. Reports from the region say the number of casualties is far higher than initially thought, with as many as 70 reported killed. The death toll is expected to rise. Taliban fighters in Afghan army uniforms drove through military checkpoints and launched the raid at the base in Mazar-e-Sharif. A U.S. general says the attackers targeted soldiers at a prayer meeting in a mosque and others in a dining facility of the Afghan Army's 209th Corps. U.S. military officials say American ground troops killed a top Islamic State terror group leader tied to the deadly New Year's Eve attack on an Istanbul nightclub. U.S. Central Command Friday confirmed the death of Abdurrahman Uzbeki, who was the target of an operation near the city of Mayadin in eastern Syria on April 6th. Officials described Uzbeki as a close associate of Islamic State leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. They said he was deeply involved in planning terror attacks outside of Iraq and Syria, including one on the Reina nightclub that left 39 people dead. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence is in Australia. He told that country's prime minister that President Donald Trump sent him there to reaffirm America's commitment to the U.S.-Australian alliance. Pence's trip comes during a period of unusual tension in the Aussie-American alliance. In January, Trump and Turnbull got into a spat over a refugee resettlement deal that strained ties between the two countries. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump says his administration will have a big announcement next Wednesday about overhauling the U.S. tax system. At the Treasury Department Friday, Trump signed an executive order ordering a review of tax regulations put in place by former President Barack Obama.
This regulatory reduction is a first step toward a tax reform that reduces rates, provides relief to our middle class, and lowers our business tax, which is one of the highest in the world and has stopped us from so much wealth and productivity.
The president signed two other executive orders calling for reviews of a 2010 Wall Street reform law that banks and insurance companies have said impedes their ability to do business. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said his country senses a great change in America. He made the comment during a visit by U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis in Jerusalem Friday. Netanyahu said the Trump administration has acted in support of Israel, including launching air attacks against a Syrian airbase.
This has been appreciated around the world and in our region. I think this is a welcome change, a strategic change of American leadership and American policy.
Mattis met with Netanyahu and Israeli President Reuven Rivlin after speaking with Israel's defense minister, Avigdor Lieberman, in Tel Aviv. The son of a Russian lawmaker has been sentenced by a U.S. federal court to 27 years in prison after being convicted of a cyber assault on thousands of U.S. businesses. Roman Seleznev was found guilty last year by a jury in Seattle, Washington, of perpetrating a scheme that prosecutors said involved hacking into point-of-sale computers to steal credit card numbers and causing $169 million in losses. Annette Hayes is the U.S. attorney for the Western District of Washington.
Mr. Seleznev is someone who tried to take carding to the next level, and who engaged in conduct that was meant to make getting stolen credit cards as easy as getting online and buying a book from Amazon.
Prosecutors said that between October of 2009 and October 2013, Seleznev stole credit card numbers from more than 500 U.S. businesses, transferred the data to servers in Virginia, Russia, and Ukraine, and eventually sold the information on criminal carding websites. He faces separate charges pending in federal courts in Nevada and Georgia. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.